Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Welcome, one and all, on ESPN Arkansas and HitThatLine.com. Everybody has their why in life. I have figured out with Zach. You get to make fun of people for 4 hours, and he's like, oh, okay.
Well, now I'm motivated. Now every great actor has to find their motivation.
That's right. What is my motivation in this scene?
Today, DQ, were you here for this? Today is the year, I guess 2 days ago, was the four-year anniversary of someone leaving their false teeth at the Benton County Courthouse, and we put out an APB. Yeah, we were looking for somebody who lost their false teeth. We have a long history on the show of helping people find things they've lost. Boa constrictors, false teeth.
You could just kangaroos. Stop at helping people. We have a long history of helping people.
Sure we do. But it's a four-year anniversary. Thank you, BE.
You would never know that on the streets, but we help people.
BE is the assistant to the show historian.
That's right. He's like an anthropologist for this show.
Right? Proctologist.
Digging through ruins, trying to find the important pieces of information.
I'd have gone with proctologist, but you know what?
All right.
You find
Dr. Jellyfinger. All right, even better.
Find your own path.
Okay. All right. 866-285-4005 is how you can contact us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. We've got, I don't know how we're going to get to all this in this hour. I don't know we are. It is, of course, the first broadcast past January 20th. So
I have some thoughts.
Oh.
I'm sure
you do.
We're going to do a lot of things to deflect today because.
Deflect. Well, it's not our job to deflect.
Yeah, but you can only hit the nail so many times. I think we are entering a long, cold winter. Razorback basketball.
Dare I say a nuclear winter.
A nuclear winter of Arkansas basketball.
You have to say it like we do down here. It's a nuclear winter. Get it right.
Nuclear.
Nuclear one.
Right. It's there's a lot to process. There's some things that I'm incredibly uncomfortable with that are going on in that basketball team, and none of it's on the court. On the court.
Yeah, I got a soundbite on that.
Man.
I remember that.
We said January 20th. Today is January 22nd. We can draw some conclusions.
Okay. DQ is standing by as well with the very latest. Hi, DQ.
Hello.
How's your weekend?
It was good.
Good. DQ was out and about, partying it up. What time did you get home?
Oh, we didn't go that late.
What time did you get home?
Probably 11.
Really? Okay. That's not bad at all.
That's late.
That's late.
That's the middle of the night.
I figured it would be midnight.
Oh, well, an hour earlier.
Wow, yeah. Home before a curfew.
Yes.
Abner points out, we are entering the song parody phase of hating on the basketball team. Yes, that's in the works.
No. Just don't play them all in a row.
Oh, yeah. Play them out on the way out.
Maybe some of y'all could come up with some song parodies and send them in.
Jerome,
we could do that.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I learned something incredibly disturbing this weekend. DQ did as well about you that we're very uncomfortable with.
Me?
Yes.
What did I do now?
Well, you have this fear of your cleaning staff walking in on you taking a shower.
That's right. Yes, I
do. I'd like to go through some of this.
You did not go through all of the proper procedures in bringing this up, which I did when I brought it up to you.
Was anything that I just said incorrect?
What I told you
was... incorrect?
What I told you is I have the ultimate first world problem I'd like to share with you, and I understand fully the mockery that's going to follow here. But it is a first world problem. But yes, I am worried that they're going to arrive earlier than they say and walk in on me in the shower. Yes, I have a fear of
that. They have keys to the house.
It's an irrational fear. Yes.
They just walk right in.
Yeah, they get in. Yeah, yeah.
And they arrive. How many times a month or a week are you having this done?
They come a couple times a month.
Couple times a month.
Right.
And
biweekly, as we say.
How many cleaning of staff show up?
I believe there's two maybe three.
Right. Just walk right in.
Yes.
And what are you doing in the shower that you would be concerned
about? Showering?
Just washing my hair.
I mean, I'm not like Tobias. I'm not a never nude, so I am naked in there. I mean, that's...
Are you sitting? Are you writing on your whiteboard like DQ does?
No, I don't take my notes in the shower. No. Right. No, I don't. I might be singing at an embarrassingly high level.
So I don't know if this is I don't know if this is a common problem or not. Your cleaning staff walking in on you while you're taking a shower. Would the fact that the shower is running maybe give them pause?
Yes, but I don't know. Like, what if they have earbuds in? They can't hear the one running water.
What if?
I mean, I don't know.
Now, do you know what days they're coming?
Yes.
Why not shut the door?
Well, I mean, that is considered. I could do that.
But you didn't.
No, because I like to have an eye on the dogs. Because I don't want them like eating chapstick or markers or stuff, which they have been known to do.
Okay.
When no one's looking.
Now, where are the dogs right now?
They are in their box.
Why don't you put them in the box while you're taking a shower and doing whatever it is you're doing in the shower?
I don't like to put them in there when I'm home.
These are, I'm giving you avenues where you don't have to be afraid of your...
I could leave them outside, but I don't, because then they'll make a bunch of noise because they want to come in at a certain point. Yeah.
This is
they've got me, man. They've got me. They've got me. Like every half hour now, they start doing the "I need to go outside" dance because they know that when they come back in, they get a treat. They've got me.
Yeah, they're working the.
They're
system.
Working on like 10 treats a day right now.
Now,
which
why
is
do
absurd.
They get a treat every time?
Because they're a good boy.
Because they didn't crap on the rug. That's why.
Oh, okay.
See. Dog people have this problem. DQ, you wouldn't understand. You're a cat person, and your cat goes in the box. So you wouldn't understand what it's like when they go boom on the rug. Yes.
Bob and Branson and I are on the same page here. We're aligned. this is how
Don't
many.
Don't say this. this Don't
how,
say it.
This is how many Brown Chicken Brown Cow movies get started.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. That's very helpful. Very helpful to the proceedings.
So
here.
You are you're terrified that the cleaning staff.
It is an irrational fear. Yes, that someone will walk in and
Derek. My irrational fear is that I'm going to fall down my steps, break my neck, and die.
Well, I have a fear like that too.
That's my irrational fear. You're irrational.
I have collapsed once when I was alone, and I thought this was the end.
This is how it's going to go out. I don't know that.
You've never said that before.
I've never said that before?
No.
No,
now
I collapsed at the apartment one time on a Saturday morning.
This is recently?
No. This was like a couple years ago.
Okay.
No.
So recently.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Was alcohol involved?
No. Lack of food was involved. Yeah.
Which is absolutely stunning.
I know, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
stunning.
I didn't have dinner the day before, and I wasn't hungry, and then I woke up, and I was like, I got really hot, and I passed out. And no one was there. And I'm like, you know what? This is the end. This is it.
Okay.
Then I had some Nilla wafers and I was fine. I'm waiting for the text now. Oh, Derek, you need to get that checked out. Settle down. Thank you, WebMD. I appreciate it.
Are you afraid that one of your staff, the cleaning staff, is going to walk in and go, look like you could use a hand there?
No, that's...
Abner says he's afraid of getting promoted at work. That's an irrational fear.
Oh, that would be terrifying,
yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Can you imagine being promoted?
So what?
Yeah, Zach, we're going to need you to come in on Sunday.
Just add a clause to other duties. DQ, are you afraid? Do you have a cleaning staff? I don't.
No, my apartment's very small.
Yeah.
Easy to clean.
Mm. By the way, when I had a small apartment, I did not have a cleaning staff.
Mm. So you're enjoying this?
I did not say no. I did not. No, we can handle
Ben
it.
Ben in Little Rock says if the cleaning crew shows up at a certain time, just shower earlier in that in the time or earlier in the day. Derek, go ahead.
Okay, but the fear is that they will be earlier than the time they say.
Have they ever been earlier?
I don't believe so. No, I don't think so. No.
Do you need a reliable roofing company that you can call at a moment's notice? United Roofing and Waterproofing is the answer to your issue. Joey Vivano and his team service commercial, residential, and industrial roofs. Consultations are always free, and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. That's 312-7369. You can also check out United Roofing and Waterproofing on Facebook and Instagram.
BetOnline is your number one source for all of your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right on your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign in today and get in on the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV, that's B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
I don't know if we have any Bills fans listening, but let's rub it in, shall we? We have an opportunity here.
I mean, you knew this was going to happen. Okay.
Have you heard it? Has anyone heard it? I don't know if they've heard it.
Tyler Bass will try a 44-yard field goal to tie. The wind at his back. The snap is good. The ball put down. The kick is up and no good. Wide right. Wide right. The Bills kicker missed a field goal. Wide right. Jubilation for the Chiefs sideline. 1:43 to go. Missing wide right from 44.
That is Kevin Harlan on Westwood One.
I'm going to read you a text exchange that I had in the middle of the third quarter. Josh Allen had just run in for the touchdown and given the Bills the 24-21 lead. 24-20 lead.
Mm-hmm.
comes from Hacker and Harrison, who, whenever he makes a declarative statement, is absolutely 1,000% wrong every single time.
Then you go to the live in-game betting on the Bet Saracen and go the other way.
I immediately took the Chiefs and whatever they would give me. Hacker, Josh Allen is the best quarterback alive right now, no cap.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. What? To which I said, you make declarative statements that usually go sideways. And he says, bleep Ruskin. I know he hates him. And I said, he hates everyone.
Then, I don't hate Josh Allen.
Then he says, stats back me up. And he sends me this screenshot of his fantasy football team. Hold on. He sends me his stats from his fantasy football team, to which I tell him, you know, that's not real. And immediately, right after that, he follows that up with, Mahomes is 1B to Josh Allen's 1A.
1A, yeah.
And I knew immediately, right then and there, that the Chiefs were going to win. Now, this is the same guy who told me that Chris Likes would be the face of the basketball
team. That's right. Yes, yes.
He's not good at this.
No, no.
So whatever he says, you go the other way.
Right, right. I'm saddened to hear that, because if Josh Allen is the best quarterback on the planet, then tragically Lamar Jackson died yesterday, which I did not hear about in the papers.
He did not want to hear anything about Lamar Jackson yesterday. He was not accepting Lamar Jackson love, but he was dead set on. Josh Allen is the greatest because he's a prisoner of the moment. You have to step back and look at this guy.
Well, then don't miss that throw to Shakir in the end zone, dude, and you win the game.
I like to think of it more as a more ground level. He turns the ball over a lot, and he's led the league in turnovers for quarterbacks the last couple of years. So he's not. He just isn't. Mahomes is probably one. Lamar's probably two. And look, there's no disrespect being put number two next to Mahomes.
Yeah.
And then there's like 17 other quarterbacks. And then Josh Allen.
What's it like to be Buffalo and to always get Reggie Miller and never get Michael Jordan? Like, what's that like? Okay, yeah, Jim Kelly for 4 Super Bowls that you didn't win. And now Josh Allen can't get out of the divisional round. Like, they are like, I don't know what it is, but they've never had the best guy. They always have, like, the second or third best guy, and that's why they don't win anything up there.
Hear me out. Josh Allen is Dak Prescott. He's Dak Prescott. They're the same guy.
He probably makes more bad decisions than Dak Prescott, honestly.
Dak led the league in interceptions last season. So they're the
same. Didn't Allen lead him this year?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a real hot competition between these two. They're the same player.
Yes.
They're good quarterbacks. Elite guys win games like that, which Patrick Mahomes did, which Lamar Jackson did. Sorry.
Hey.
Josh Allen.
Jared Goff's in the NFC Championship game again as well. You got to give him some flowers.
That's a guy who has a very interesting career arc, because he just couldn't get out of his own way in Los Angeles until McVay got there. Then they wanted to get rid of him.
And they did.
And now, I mean, he looks really, really good. But if I'm betting, that 49ers defense is going to be pissed off next week. That's going to be.
They were pissed off last week.
Yeah, they're going to be. That's going to be a fun one. But Josh Allen is Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott is Josh Allen.
Right.
They're the same guy.
Yeah.
They are wildly unreliable, and you actually have to – have to protect yourself. So I was listening to something yesterday, and they were talking about Josh Allen. Josh Allen is the modern-day Brett Favre. He will make a throw that makes you go, oh, my God, nobody on the planet can do that. Then he'll make a throw where you go, my 4-year-old could make that throw, and where he just throws it to a guy, hits him between the numbers, and, you know, and they run it back for a pick six. Dak's the same guy.
Yeah.
They're the same guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what they are. That's what they are. Now, obviously the kicker missed the kick, and the receivers didn't play all that great either for a Buffalo, but
all right.
It's amazing. They were mashing. Like, how often does this happen? They were mashing Kansas City.
Yeah.
On the ground, like 8-9 yards a carry. And then it's still a one-possession game, and they decide, well, now we have to panic and throw it all the time. You were road grading those guys. I mean, seriously.
Brian Gravett points that out. He says, damn, harsh, guys. Play calling was awful. He had 16 completions where the receiver caught the ball behind the line of scrimmage. They put the cuffs on.
That's not play calling. He checks it down.
What was the excuse last year? What was the excuse the year before? It's always something. And that's the way it is with Dak.
Joe Brady is probably the best play caller that Josh Allen's ever had.
Without question.
It's not play calling. I mean, those throws behind the line of scrimmage, he's checking it down because it's available, because the Chiefs covered everybody up top and said, you know what, beat us with 1,000 razor cuts.
Everything was there for you. If you're a Bills fan, everything was right there. You're at home. Weather's eh. You're moving people off the ball. You're doing exactly what you want to do.
They were kicking their butt at the line of scrimmage. Still
couldn't get it done. When they went, first of all, McDermott going for the fake punt was one of the dumbest calls I've ever seen.
But they had 10 guys
still
on the field.
One of the stupidest calls. And look, you kick it, get rid of it, go play defense. They got bailed out by the fumble
through the end zone, which is a great rule they should never change, by the way.
And still couldn't make it work. And again, you're at home. Everything was there for you. Neither one of these. I think Baltimore's just going to road grade Kansas City next week.
Really? Because they're only like 3.5-point favorites or something.
Baltimore's. This is the other stupid thing Hacker said to me this weekend. He was all over CJ Stroud. He was all over his socials. He thought the Texans were going to win. First series of the game, I send him a text that says, Ravens are playing at a different speed. And they're just going to maul them. And I got back from him, still early.
No.
At the end of the game, I just sent back still early with a question mark. And I mean, you can just tell the Ravens were a superior unit to Texas.
The Chiefs have to do what they did yesterday. I think Buffalo is a better team than Kansas City. But what they did was hang around. And Spagnuolo, the defense figures it out in the third and fourth quarter. If they stay within 7 or maybe even 10, but if they stay within a score of the Ravens, the Chiefs will win the game because eventually that defense gets better as the game goes along. They start out terrible. You can't let Baltimore run out to like 17-0.
No, you can't.
Because I don't think they can come back from that. But if anyone could, Mahomes could. But, I mean, they hung around, and as the game wore on, as the pressure mounted, the Chiefs' defense got better and the Bills got worse. That's what happened.
Patrick Mahomes will not make a mistake in that spot. He'll throw it away, they'll punt, and go play defense. Lamar, I'm not as sure about, so I agree with you. If the Chiefs can be within 7 at the start of the fourth quarter, they're in really, really good shape.
It's got to be terrifying if you're a Ravens fan.
Oh, absolutely. You have to be just bleeping
bricks.
Because,
again, as you've said many times correctly, like you have to, you know, if Mahomes is a bug, you can't just step on him one time because it's going to still move away.
You have to rush him.
Then flush him down the toilet.
They're a freaking vampire.
That's right.
Drive a stake in their heart and get rid of them. And Buffalo had opportunities and they couldn't do it. And 99% of that is, first of all, Chris Jones, the defensive tackle for Kansas City, mm-hmm. is unbelievably good. Yes. And he doesn't pile up a lot of stats. But when he's eating 2, sometimes 3 blocks and 4 and rerouting running backs, man, it makes the defensive job so much easier.
The reason that Allen missed the quote-unquote Gabe Davis touchdown throw in that game yesterday was because Chris Jones was about to hit him, and he couldn't put everything into the throw. So he had to kind of short-arm it, and that's why he missed by 5 yards.
Yeah,
if Jones isn't there, the throw's on time, the Bills may win.
That guy is incredibly good. He's not like one of these stat guys, but you know, players, you know, people who understand the game know how much he can wreck a game plan.
Right.
He's not Aaron Donald, but man, just a complete space eater. The reason the Bills couldn't run the football very effectively was because of Chris Jones.
All right, more on this at another time here on Ruskin and Zach, because we promised you basketball.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Our NFL update brought to you by Heartland Honda, Power Sports and Marine, exit 72 in Springdale. Work hard, play hard, Heartland Honda. Okay, now, let's see here. 77-64.
Yep.
South Carolina comes in here and spanks your booty.
On your home floor.
That's
right. Matt Jones said that.
They beat your cheeks on your home floor.
They did.
So this is another home court punking by this team. Now, we do not make vast generalizations about the basketball team until January 20th. It is now January 22nd. I have not heard what Zach's going to say, by the way, so I have no idea what he's going to say. But please, sir, do not sugarcoat. Do not hold anything back. Tell us how you feel about this situation.
This team's not very good. They're just not. And I thought at some point they would sort of figure it out, and it was a meshing issue, and that they just couldn't. At some point you would find that combination that made this go. Jeremiah Davenport called out their effort. Media's asked about their effort. Musselman, which I don't like. I don't like the head coach.
He said buy-in.
I don't like the coach publicly questioning players' effort. I just don't know that provides the look that you want for your program. That team is woefully, woefully bad on defense. That South Carolina team's fine. I mean, they're good. They're not exceptional. But to come in here and just beat the brakes off
them.
They were
a man down, too.
Yeah, they were. This week, this is going to go one of two ways. You know, you and I were running through the schedule, and we see four wins the rest of the way.
Yeah, there's a lot to talk about here. You can talk about where they are. You can talk about where they're going.
This week
they have 13 games left. They need to win 10 of them to get to 20.
They're going to go down to Oxford on Wednesday, and they're going to play a team that got crushed this weekend, and they're going to be bad, and they play defense, and that's going to be a tough physical game. You lose that, man. Calipari got a 7-2 guy eligible that's a lottery pick. Just got him eligible, and he looked fantastic. You know, it's they've got issues. You know, when I was talking with Jimmy Dykes a couple of weeks ago, it was just, you know, toughness on the inside. Man, that's a problem. But they've got a problem at all five spots right now. And I don't know where the answer is. There's not, you know, you can't just pull somebody in and say go. And I know Mush is pushing all these buttons, trying to, you know, find a guy that works. It's just, it's a bad team. And as we sit here on January the 20th, if they make the NIT, we should be excited. That means that they went 500 the rest of the way. There's 13 games left, and I don't know if they're going to win three or four.
Yeah, there's a lot. Before we get to the scheduling situation, there's a couple things here that is fascinating to me. Number one is we're seeing more of it now because there's more losses. But this is a trait that has occurred before, but it's been overlooked because of all of the winning. And that when they lose, Eric Musselman takes zero responsibility for the loss. None. Zero. None. Nada. And I would imagine none of his 12 other assistant coaches take any responsibility for a loss either. It's always the players screwed up my great game plan. I'm the genius. This is what I came up with, and the players fouled it up. It's their fault. You built the team. It's ultimately your fault. You built this. You're the one who ran off perfectly good players to bring in these guys. So, I mean, I wonder how this plays on the recruiting trail, like you mentioned, too, because you have a head coach that takes zero responsibility when things go bad over there. None.
I'm just uncomfortable with it. Even if it's true, even if you are 100% correct, outwardly, to everyone, you have to stay on message. Hey, we're working on this. We're building. You got to be positive. But to listen to him after a game, obviously he's frustrated. He's a very high-strung guy, and he's frustrated. But calling out your players in your postgame, whether by name or by, you know, position group or whatever, I'm uncomfortable with that because it's not just them. It's a collective effort from everybody involved, from the guy
who hired him.
From the guy standing on the sidelines to the five guys on the floor to the guys on the bench. It's a collective effort. This team has got some issues, and I don't know where it starts. I don't know where you start fixing it. Who do you look at and go, I can rely on that guy every night?
Okay, here's a couple of things to start with, all right? This is supposed to be a Brazil Devo-centric team, right? Mm-hmm. Now, you can say what you want about the plus-minus stats. You know, sometimes they're good indicators. Sometimes they're not so reliable. But these are some pretty damning numbers, Zach. In SEC play, Brazil is plus-minus minus 67, yeah, and Devo is minus 41. And Brazil has not had any games in the positive. In the A&M game, his plus-minus was zero. Devo's had one league game. In the A&M game, he was plus 10. Again, plus-minus stat, you can say whatever you want, but these are pretty telling numbers when the two guys your team is supposed to be built around are a combined minus, 10-something or another, whatever it is. They're terrible. These are terrible numbers here.
Brazil's a complimentary guy. He's the other guy. You know, he's the Robin to whoever your Batman is. Maybe not even that. He's not a guy that you're going to rely on to get you points when you need it. Tremont Mark's the closest thing they have, and I think he's the other guy. They don't have the guy. And I don't know how you fix that.
Minus 67, yeah, including a very uninspiring minus 16 in the South Carolina game on Saturday.
Musselman's teams are always built on defense. This team can't play defense. And that's a problem. I mean, when your core value is something you can't do, you've got a problem. And I think that's why it looks so uninspiring at times, because they don't play defense. They don't hustle. I know it's a trivial thing. I want to see some bodies on the floor going after balls. Please. Anything at this point. Show me some effort. Show me you care.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Some of his post-game stuff is, especially with Chuck, in that immediate aftermath, is just heat-of-the-moment type stuff. But when you hear it in the press conference afterwards, and he's got the stat sheet in his hand, he's looking at it, and he's either calling a player out by name or we're not doing this. He's talking, you know who he's talking about. I'm not comfortable with that just yet because, again, you're the GM of this team. You put it together. It's your job to get it to perform. If the parts don't mix, that's not necessarily on them. Now, some of the responsibility, some of the effort part of it goes to the players. I mean, how many times have we had, we were joking earlier about, the CBI putting in a 7-point shot, but for Arkansas, they got to put it like in the lane because Arkansas can't hit a layup. I mean, how many shots are you going to miss around the basket? No. Just putbacks and stickbacks, and you're just missing all these things. At some point, this is going to click, and they're going to come up with a performance, and you go, well, this is what it's supposed to look like. I think.
Yeah, but I think that with this, it seems like it's different because you can't see them going on a run. Like, you can see them having, the A&M game. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they put it all together for really a half in that game. But they haven't put together in the league yet. And what we got? We've got five games gone here. They haven't put it together for 35 minutes yet in a game. They've done it for 20, but the second half of that game wasn't all that spectacular. Mark hits the shot at the end, but I mean, that's... But
you could go back to every team that he's had, and you could go, okay, they do this well. This is what they can rely on. All of them had some sort of a defensive element where they were good on defense. I have no clue if this team does anything
well. They block shots well.
They block shots well. All right. So, okay. All right. It's something.
They're third in the nation in blocks.
Third in the nation in block shots. Okay. Now you got to build off of that. If your interior defense, you know, shot blocking is good. All right. Well, let's start there. But offensively, the offense is just a slog. It really is. It looks like they're running in quicksand half the time.
Is it fair to call it offense? It's more like a bunch of dribbling and then someone chuck it.
I'm not an X's and O's guy when it comes to basketball, but when people who are look at them and go, I have no idea what they're doing. And I go back to you and I were around draft time. We're looking at a draft evaluation for Nick Smith. And it was a throwaway line in the evaluation of Nick Smith, but it said that Nick Smith played in one of the most poorly spaced offenses this particular reviewer had ever seen, and that just sort of stuck with me because that's not a Nick Smith issue.
Right.
That's an offensive design issue, and this team, it just takes so long for them to get engaged on the offensive end. It's dribble, 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 pass. You're going to do the little weave thing. You're going to run a pick. And then all of a sudden you're stuck with 12 seconds, 20 feet from the basket, and now you got to find a way in. And they don't shoot it great from beyond the arc. So it's, you know, what do you do? You don't have somebody that you can just get it to and say, man, go get me a bucket. They just don't have
it. Well, you have Tremont Mark, but he'll get you two rather than three. And sometimes you need three.
Sometimes you need three, and it takes so much for them to get an open jumper that it's concerning. They're working much harder on the offensive end than they are on the defensive end.
Yeah. Let's go through some texts here from the people. Let's hear from the people. What do the people say about all this stuff? Text from Missouri, can't take it anymore. Talk politics. All right. Here is a text out of the 918. The only reason they block shots well is because they get beat off the dribble every time. Of course they're going to have a bunch of block shots.
Come on.
The people are not holding back today, and I am here for it. Brad and Rogers, the problem with the shot blocking is they're out of position for rebound following the block attempt.
Nice.
Right. That's a text about Brazil I'm not going to read. Andrew and Lowell, do we really need plus minus to judge Brazil? Look at the stats. Sir, plus minus is a stat. We were looking at a stat.
It's an actual stat.
Yes. Here is a text out of the 501. All of these texts coming in on the McLarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Zach. Must has to get better players. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Tyler in Atlanta says, season is gone. Van Horn will have us Hog fans happy again soon. You sure about that? Because let me tell you what's happening there. We don't know anything about the baseball team either. We're assuming they'll be good because of past results. And like a very good mutual fund, past results are not an indication of future performance.
You know what? If we're gonna take somebody at their word, I'm going to take Dave. Dave's got a history.
Okay, but we're doing the exact same thing with baseball that we did with this basketball team, which is assume because they've done things in the past, they'll do them again with new players.
It's not all new players. They've got a really good nucleus coming back.
They've got a lot of new players, though.
In key spots, they've got a lot of veterans coming back. You got the nucleus of a really, really good baseball team. But again, I that's 25 days
away. That lost in the regionals last year at home.
Yep, they did. They did. This is the part that I was talking about. Text out the 479 says, Musk keeps talking about what they built for 4 years, and he doesn't know what's wrong. That's the thing that makes me very, very cringy to me. It's like he's talking about his ex when his real girlfriend's sitting right in front of him. And I don't know how that plays in the locker room. It can't play well when your coach is talking about, well, you know, last year's team did this, and the team before that did this, and you guys suck.
The second attorney has chimed in. Musk needs to quit acting like a child and have some accountability. You want to play through the portal, this is bound to happen. You can't have so many new guys each year and have chemistry. Brazil and Devo don't need to step back on the court, though. Neither are giving anything that we can't live without.
That's what
the second attorney says.
I know. You can point at any player and go, well, they're not doing this. Everybody's got drawbacks at this point. There's nobody you look at and go, that guy should never come off the floor under any circumstances. Trayvon Mark is probably the tallest midget.
Also,
on the floor.
You can't like how can you have any accountability when you yourself don't hold yourself accountable as the guy in charge of the organization over there? Like Musselman, I mean, think about this from a player's perspective. All right, we stink. The coach says we stink publicly, but he doesn't mention that he stinks too. So it's all our fault?
Yes.
Now, the last time I checked, he still makes more money than they do. Now, this may be a lot closer than it used to be, but I still think that he makes the most money over there. So this is all their fault? Oh, because the genius came up with the plan, but the players aren't executing his genius plan. Got it. Okay, I understand that.
There's a lot going on with that group, and man, you're going into a really tough week because Chris Beard he can lock you down. Now they can't score a ton, but they can lock you down and make it really really frustrating. And then you got the 800-pound gorilla looming on Sunday or Saturday, and that's just man, you could go from being 0-3. To 1-3, and then all of a sudden, man, you're staring down 1-5, 1-6.
They could be 1-6 at the end of the week. Let's do the schedule game now.
All right.
There are 13 games left.
All right.
To get to 20 wins.
Which you need.
Which would probably, by the computer estimates that I was looking at, would probably get you in to the tournament.
Okay.
So you need 10 wins out of 13 games.
Ugh.
Okay. Kentucky twice. You're not winning either of those. Okay, we're now down to 11 games to get 10. Okay? Ole Miss.
No.
Okay, you now have to win out. You now have to win 10 out of 10. Tennessee's coming here.
Nope.
Okay, you now have 9 games to win 10.
Keep going.
You're going to Alabama. You're going to A&M. Okay, you now have 7 games, and you need to win 10.
Keep going.
At Mississippi State.
No.
LSU twice.
Split.
Okay, we found a win. Okay.
Yes.
Missouri twice.
Yes, you'll get both of those.
Okay, we're now up to 3. Georgia here.
No.
Vanderbilt.
Yes.
All right, that's 4.
Ugh.
That's 4-9.
Ugh.
So the math is not in their favor here, because
4-9
they have to go 10-3 the rest of the way to
4-9 means a 14-17 season.
That's right. Yes,
ugh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah. But what I'm telling you is that you need to win 10, and we can't find 7.
We found 4.
Well, we found 4. We certainly can't find 7. So that's where we are now.
Ick.
It's a long season. Guys get hurt, teams get hot, teams get cold, all that sort of stuff happens. So let's just for complete homerism and for complete, let's kiss up to the fans. Let's give them 2 more wins. Okay, we're at 6. That's still not 10. Let's say you steal 2 of them. You're now 6-7, right?
Wow.
That's where you, okay. So that's still not 10. Do you understand? I know that Sarah has wrecked the education system in the state.
But
6 is not 10.
Math.
Do we understand that?
Math still math.
Okay, all right. Good.
Okay.
All right. I don't know if you picked that up in an AMI day or not.
And you look at that schedule and you're just like, there's no team on that thing, on that schedule that you look at and go, that's an absolute win. You've got questions in the back of your mind. They're going to run into 4 of them.
Okay. And let's say again, as homers, we give them 2 more. Well, that's...
You're still 4 short.
You're still 4 short. That's right. That's what I'm saying. Okay. They have really... they're in a hole this time that... I don't know. It's not looking great.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We're back on a Monday at 5 o'clock talking with Clay Henry here on Ruskin and Zach. Hi, Clay.
Well, hello.
It's good to be regular.
Darn right it is. That's for sure. Probiotics
are important, man.
Very important, yes. How are the conditions up there in your part of the state, Clay?
Well, it was a rough night. You know, it started, freezing rain about 3 a.m., but it was, you know, the forecasts were highly exaggerated. It was, thin ice that was a problem till about noon, and then we got a warm rain, warm being a relative term, that just melted everything. We had about 7 inches of snow that had not melted from, you know, the previous week, so it kind of hung around for 6 or 7 days. And now all that's just about gone. The yard, there's still pockets of snow around in the woods. Yeah, I do have a yard, but it's mainly woods around here.
I
was going to ask about that. Do you shovel the walk, or do you pay like a neighborhood kid to do that?
There are no neighborhood kids.
There are no neighborhood kids. Zero. There's a few infants. There's a few people that.
Oh, so there's hope.
Now
for the
have
future.
Their grandkids. Probably not. They're probably going to, they'll probably get out of here as soon as they can. This isn't where, you hang around to make your career. It's a retirement community.
I picture you like Bud Grant, like during that playoff game out there. It's 12 degrees outside, sleet, snow. You're out there in a short sleeve shirt.
So our driveway is gravel. It's about, I've stepped it off from the front of the porch to the paved road is 86 yards.
So
I did shovel that. Well, I mean, you just, as you're heading off on your walk. Yeah. So, I played college golf back in the days when there were no range finders, there were no markers anywhere, and you stepped everything off. And so I do that from time to time, just out of habit. Oh, how far is it to there? And so I'll just count how many steps. And, I've got it down to where my step is about a yard because it's important to, to step the same way every time when you're playing golf. Now a range finder. You don't need it. So anyway, I go on these 2 mile walks, not very often. If there's a purpose, like I'm going on an elk hunt in the mountains, well, I might do a lot of walking for 6 weeks.
How many steps is the basketball team away from winning a game?
You went there, huh?
What? It's an honest question. They this thing has gotten sideways fast.
The court is 94 feet.
How many steps is
that? And when they can play defense for, at least 40 of those feet, they'll win.
Is that the biggest?
If you want to step things off that way.
Is that the biggest concern right now is the fact that the defense has not been what we expected?
You always start with defense. I think most people start with how many points can you score. I mean, Nolan always said, you got to be able to shoot. And he wanted shooters. But the other thing that, I think you can recruit some things that they're missing. The number one thing they're missing to me is toughness. Mm-hmm. And I thought Nolan assembled tough players. And he'd come back. I think the first time he told me about Pat Bradley, everybody would say, well, Pat is a shooter, right? And that what you'd say, you'd think of him first?
They do call him the shooter.
Yeah.
But he said, I found a kid in Massachusetts that is tough as nails. That's what he said first about Pat Bradley. And I would agree, Pat could play defense. He wasn't scared to stick his nose in there. He'd take a charge. But he also was as good a shooter as we've ever had. And his range, I mean, it was way out there. I mean, he could shoot it Dillard-like if he wanted to. He didn't take shots like that. And he was targeted by defense, and he'd still get his shots off. And but it was the toughness that Nolan spoke about. And you can go through Mayberry, Clint McDaniel, Corey Beck, Dwight Stewart. Dwight Stewart, he's like, he's tough. He's tough. And he's the big dog. That's what they call Dwight Stewart. Tough. Tough as nails. And that's what he wanted. And this team just doesn't seem to have that. So, and I don't think you can go out there and say, roll the ball out there and say, everybody dive on it. Let's see who's the toughest. I mean, I think it just doesn't work that way. I don't think you make players tough. They either are or they aren't. They had that. They brought that in with their luggage when they came to college. So that's a problem. So you have to have toughness to be able to play defense. I watch, and I don't see guys breaking down in defensive stances. I mean, it's just missing. You know, that's when I watch teams play, it's like, who gets the best shots? Well, the team that gets the best shots is going to win. Well, it's because you play defense that you get the best shots. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, I mean, the other thing, Clay, or another thing that is interesting to me is, so, like, we all know that there have been times where, you know, people will start to, critique and say things, and a team will, like, use that, and they'll, like, rally up, and they'll be like, well, you know, people doubted us, on and on and on. And this team has been called out multiple times in the last month by their coach, by players on the team, and by other people, and there's no response there.
Well, you could send Corey Beck into the locker room and say, and go one by one and do the Don Rickles thing, you know, just belittle them. By the way, I did hear DQ. That was the Don Rickles treatment that she heard at that, you know, the comic store,
yes,
whatever you want to call it. That's what we always called it. He can go through and point out. But Corey go in there and belittle them for, I don't know that it would bother him. Because I just don't think they don't seem to play like they got a chip on their shoulder. And, I mean, Nolan had a way of doing that. But you have to have some inner toughness for that to matter. And, I mean, I'm not making fun of them. That's just what they are. But I think you start off by, you know, recruiting toughness. And, you know, it's in the portal. You know, you've got unlimited game film, but you know, I think sometimes coaches think I can put a little of that in them, but sometimes you can't.
They're backed into a corner now. You know, we were doing the math earlier with 13 games left. They're probably going to have to go 9-4, 10-3 down the stretch, yeah, if they even want to sniff the tournament.
Okay, this is my take on all that. In which one of you said January 20th was kind
Me.
Of the line in the sand? Well,
Me.
We're past that.
Yep.
And I mean, we're, you know, it's, I don't see them making a great push to make their resume NCAA tournament worthy. They've got to somehow get to the SEC tournament, you know, and then play their way into the tournament. Cause I don't think they're going to have a resume that gets them to the tournament, but you can win the tournament. You'd like it not to have to win four nights in a row or whatever it is. Isn't that what's required now? If you're in the bottom third of the standings, you got to win every night for
yep.
four nights.
Yep.
Four nights. Or if you get into the very bottom, you got to play that Wednesday night and then play Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, five
yep.
nights.
Yep. But I mean, gosh, you know, I look down, I don't see him winning it at Ole Miss. I mean, they're going to have to match the toughness of that team, and that doesn't seem possible. And, gosh, Kentucky looks like as good a team as there is in the country right now. The guy they just added.
Yeah, it's nice when you can add a 7-2
How did
guy.
That happen?
Well, he's been on campus, and he was fighting with the NCAA.
They got him the yeah. summer, but they didn't have all his credentials lined out. And oh. it took a little while, and the NCAA is, you know, but it's turned out he's legit. Now, he's better than the guy that the Spurs drafted number one.
Yeah, Wembanyama.
Yeah.
He's better
wow.
than him.
It's frightening.
He's not a kid.
Kentucky got better, and we'll see them on Saturday. But I mean, for this team, I mean, you and I and everybody else, we can sit here and talk about Kentucky all we want. Arkansas's got to go down to Oxford, and that Chris.
I know,
but
I'm just saying. It's just going to keep getting worse. Is what I'm saying is, you know, like, what do you have to do? How many do you have to win? Well, let's talk about winning one first somewhere.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. But you're going to face an Ole Miss team that's known for their defense. And, you know, Tremont Mark has upped his game offensively. But, man, we got to find four other guys that can play with him, guys that are connected.
So what's their record? Are they 1-4?
They're 1-4
in the league, yeah.
So they played five games. Uh-huh. That's 10 halves of basketball. I've seen one good half.
Out of 10. So Matt Jones kept pointing this out on the postgame show. They played 10 halves of basketball. They've won one.
They tied one,
and lost eight.
Wow.
Yeah. When you think about it, that's really staggering.
Bunch of shots against Texas A&M. They won made a bunch of shots in that first 15 minutes.
No, look,
they needed all of them because there was a big comeback by the Aggies in that game. I mean,
was the first half of that game was the half they won.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then blew the lead.
So I guess. Clay, I guess most.
Well, but they came back with just one of their normal halves. That wasn't blowing the lead. It's just they played normal the second half.
You're right.
So Clay, I guess most people will chalk this up kind of like that year that Dave's team was not that great. Oh, you get a mulligan, and you know, you rebuild the thing next year and see, you know, how it all works out again.
Yeah, I mean, and they got wrecked by the draft. That. You know, the team, you know, that they were playing with a bunch of freshmen. I don't know if you – but here's the thing that you can't compare what happened with Dave, because all those players were – end up being big pieces. I'm talking about Blaine Knight, Isaiah Campbell. You can go on down the list. Those guys pitched as true freshmen and got hammered. And eventually they were big pieces – going, you know, Isaiah Campbell and Blaine Knight, they both had what was amount to undefeated seasons. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get any of these players back.
Yeah,
you're going to have to start over again. Now, having said that, we already know that that's what Eric Musselman does best. So he's not backed into a corner. He's just going to do it again, probably with better results. And I don't doubt him at all. This can happen. In fact, I was talking to Jimmy Dykes and Jimmy Counts and Pat Foster and others. You know, it's remarkable what he's done. But it's not like he did it once. He did it, two or three times in Nevada? And then he, you know, did it, four times here? So he can build his roster. It didn't work this year. And and it's like, well, he'll learn. No, he's going to do it again, but he'll do it. It's not going to. His consistency over the last 6-7 years is that he can do it, and he will. And you go back to, you know, what I've watched as far as Arkansas basketball, and it starts really with Duddy Waller, and you go through all the coaches, and there's only two other coaches that are even close to, you know, Eric Musselman, what he's done the last 3 years. I mean, you know, Eddie Sutton and Nolan Richardson both went to the Final Four. This guy can go to the Final Four. We've seen how close he was. And if he did it just once, I'd say, well, that was an anomaly. No, he did it the last 3 years. You know, Sweet 16, Elite Eight, you know, that kind of stuff. That's rare. So, it probably is not going to happen this year.
So, Clay, another thing with this team that I haven't seen in a long time is just, like, publicly, they just, you know, the way players are talking about, you know, when Minifield said they quit in a game, and then you've got Davenport talking about not being bought in. Like, I can't remember... In the olden days, this stuff is handled in the locker room. Now, we're in this new world where, you're taking failed shots at your teammates in front of the press. I mean, it's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, they're not saying anything that they haven't said to each other. I mean, they know. And I don't – Okay. You watch bad teams, and I hear people say, you know, I'm talking about football, basketball, whatever. You know, the, you know, when they were throwing, you know, the baseball team you mentioned, you know, that was had the losing record, which was, you know, the one-year deal that they didn't go to the NCAA tournament under Van Horn, and they couldn't throw a strike. You know, they'd have games where they threw 230 pitches, you know, because they're walking 12, 13, 15, and they're like, well, these guys, it's lack of effort. I don't think they – I think those guys tried their butt off. And when you're not very good, it looks like you're not trying. You know, the football team, they were, well, that was lack of effort. I think it was lack of talent. I mean, you know, those offensive tackles and sometimes, you know, the you know guys in the secondary or whatever you want to say, I think they were trying. They just weren't very good. And good players look like they're giving effort. And guys that aren't very good, they look, well, they're not trying. Now, I will say that winning sometimes brings everybody up a little notch. Losing does just the opposite.
One of the things that I guess surprises me the most about the way that this has been handled is that they're so public about it. It's one thing to for those problems to exist. You know, when we were younger, those problems wouldn't make it to the media or talk radio or anything like that. But now it feels like we all know that they're not getting along. We all know there's dysfunction. We all know they're not playing to their capability. And that can create, especially in the age of social media and things, it can create, I don't want to say a false narrative about this, but it can make the problem seem worse than it is, which is these just it just feels like if they get on the same page and give us a half a basketball, they can build on that. But it's like when one thing goes wrong, it snowballs, fan base jumps on top of them saying, well, they're not trying, they're not doing this, they're not doing that. And then it just you get what you got on Saturday against South Carolina.
South Carolina was better. I mean, they were better from the start. I mean, no, I mean, it just, whatever. I mean, I hear what you're saying. You know, I think you tried to say it twice. But it, when you're not very good, I don't think it matters. I just think it's, you know, and I do think there's some of them trying. And they make mistakes. They're not fundamentally sound. They came here that way. And you cannot flip a switch in just a few weeks. You have to find guys that are fundamentally sound and they're tough, and you have to find them in the portal. He did that. He's done that. Now, you tell me, you know, go through the rosters the last few years that they've had guys that came in here and they were exactly what you wanted. He didn't change them. They were that. You know, whether it was Tate, Justin Smith. I mean, just go down. There's, you know, they had what you wanted. It took him a little while to figure out which ones he wanted, but it was they weren't surprised, I don't think, because they were the same way at their previous schools. But that's what you have to find. It looks like to me that he loaded up with guys that could shoot because last year they had guys that couldn't shoot. Now, the guys that he brought in last year, they could play defense, and they were long and athletic. You're running an NBA system. Isn't that what we've been told from mm-hmm. word go?
Yep.
Get you some NBA players.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You can't run an NBA system with guys that don't have that kind of talent. He'll get them. But it's, you know, I, you know, we beat these guys up, but it's, yeah, I guess that's the way of the world right now.
Yeah. We're talking with Clay Henry here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. You can text us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. Here's a text from Guyman in Springdale. It's a game plan issue. The plan is to shoot free throws. That puts Arkansas dependent on the refs. Hope is not a plan. So what?
Yeah, I mean – so, I saw a team that stayed in front of your drivers. I mean, South Carolina's defense was solid as a rock. They were physically superior. They looked like football players, but they were really good basketball players. And Tremont Mark, he didn't get fouled. There were no fouls to call. They played solid defense. And you heard their players and their coach talk about, we stayed in front of them. So you can, you know, you had good referees that didn't call fouls. There weren't many foul shots shot in that game period like the previous game. And so what happened with Texas A&M is they got behind and they turned it up and tried to play aggressive and they fouled. South Carolina stayed ahead. They didn't foul. There was nothing in that game that I would say you would review and say Arkansas got a bad call. They didn't. Right. So, you know, you play position defense and say, you know, we're not, you know, the South Carolina did things that Arkansas can't do, and that's screen with big bodies. I mean, fundamentally, screening is an art, and I don't see guys that are physically strong enough to screen in the SEC. Mitchell could be that, but his timing was all. I mean, when he tries to screen, sometimes it's an offensive foul because he's moving. Well, Joe Klein called it perfectly. He got an offensive foul, and he's like, the timing was off. The driver started before he set the screen, took his man right into it. Two moving, you know, it's timing. And you got to play together. Well, you know, it's 13 guys. You jumble them up every week, and it's a different group out there. At least that's what I've seen.
Yeah, I think you're dead on. Do you think some of the, some of the frustration last year with the really young guys, you know, he had all those freshmen, and it felt at times like he was managing a kindergarten class. And they swung too far the other way where, you know, the freshmen, you know, Bayfall, the freshmen that they have this year aren't really contributing. He went with an older team thinking he could avoid some of the mess that he ran into last year. You think that some of the frustration is he hasn't found that happy medium between freshmen and transfer portal guys?
Well, I like the freshmen that he brought in last year. I mean, that's like, you know, Nick Smith was injured. We didn't get to see him, but he brought in 3 5 stars, right?
Yep.
I mean, you keep doing that every year, you're okay. This group is not 5 stars. They're not any 5 stars. That's why I'm saying, so you've got, Nick Smith's not in the NBA yet. He's in the G League, but he's starting to kind of round into form. But I think Walsh is played some in the NBA. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, Anthony Black is played starting minutes some.
I got ripped for that, Clay, the other day. I told Zach that Anthony Black has the magic in the middle of the playoff chase in the Eastern Conference, and he mocked me. And then the Zach did, and then the magic proceeded to lose like
Zach
8 out of 10
mocking,
after that.
When Zach mocks, well, you just keep on going.
Now, hang on, hold on. He forgot in the Orlando Magic playoff push, forgot to mention Paolo Banchero.
He's a fine player, too. Just saying. When Anthony Black arrived, that's when the whole thing took off like a rocket ship. God, I love watching that guy play.
Here's what
forgot to mention Cole
Derek,
Anthony.
You tell him Anthony is the glue.
He hates the glue guy.
I hate the glue guy.
No, just tell him that.
He's the glue guy.
Say he's the glue, man.
Forgot the Wagner's.
Wouldn't it be funny
but
if
I want to tell you, Anthony Black, he might have been the glue last year, though.
The one thing
he's
knew
one
about,
of the toughest kids to play here in a long
the
time.
The one thing you knew about Anthony Black, come
toughness.
High water, win or lose, you know that
Walsh,
guy was going.
Toughness.
He was going to give you everything he had every single night, whether he was healthy or hurt. He would give you everything he had.
It's why so many times Musselman referenced him by name in the press conference because he was the only guy he felt like he could rely on the most out there. You know, he was going to be there, ankle, arm, whatever. He was going to be out there. All right. Yeah. It's 25 minutes after the hour. We've got more with Clay coming up. We've got the poll questions and
thank God.
Yes, some comedic relief from all this drudgery that we've been talking about here for the last half hour.
All I said doesn't make any sense. I don't know why y'all even tried to get me to do that.
Well, we appreciate you saying it
because
we didn't have to talk as much.
That's exactly why.
That's what we like. Yeah. So
at least
it's not duck hunting this week. God.
Wow.
You didn't like talking
you
about
like
that?
Talking duck hunting.
Oh, I'm joking. I'm sure it bored everybody else. So that's
no. It was interesting to me. I learned things about duck hunting.
See, Zach didn't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was I?
I was here.
I don't know. We missed you last week.
No, it was a Tuesday.
What did you do Tuesday?
Oh, it was Tuesday. That's right.
Is that your day off?
Man, I wish.
You're one of those guys that does 4 days a week.
No.
Four?
No.
Like two.
Oh, it's two. Okay.
I'm here. Where was I Tuesday night?
You weren't anywhere. You were here.
Hey, I
promise you were here. She wasn't here.
Was I listening the other day and y'all were giving DQ grief over not knowing what a safety was?
Yes. Well, she was giving herself grief.
That's not her job.
She was giving herself grief. We piled on.
Okay.
That's what it was. She started it.
I knew it existed, at least.
Yeah, but it's not.
I didn't know how you got to it.
There is a.
I mean, she's back there getting the podcasting. I mean, she's doing hundreds of things, Clay, that y'all can't do.
Clay, there's a misconception amongst listeners that if you are on one of these radio stations, you have to know everything there is to know about sports. It is simply not true. We are here to entertain you while you're stuck in your car or your cube all day.
Knowledge has nothing to do with entertainment.
Do any of y'all know who Nick Dunlop is?
No.
I don't know. No.
He won as a 20-year-old on the PGA Tour.
Oh, yeah. The amateur. Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yes.
Well, that's coming up in our Korn Ferry update.
Okay, good. Okay.
Korn Ferry, this was the real
tour. He will never see the Korn Ferry Tour.
Never say never.
You won the real tour. Yeah.
He won. I mean, it's like. There's been seven amateurs win tour events. Four of them.
In the NIL world, we still can't give him any money? That doesn't seem right.
Oh, no. He can get money.
Okay.
He just can't get tour money because he was an amateur.
Oh, okay.
He entered as an amateur.
Got it.
But I think he signed probably somewhere between $5 and $10 million with TaylorMade in the last 24 hours.
Okay, so he's doing okay.
He's fine. He's not going
He's flying on NetJets now. He ain't going on.
He's not riding the Blue Water on Delta anymore. Okay,
that's right.
How often do you fly on NetJets? Just out of curiosity.
I've never been on one, but I've been on that Stevens Falcon about 40 times.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah. That happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.